say things like that or something like that.
Where did anybody say something like, well, the idea of her saying something like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or say if somebody's been visiting you and they're about to leave, you might say, well, I hope you'll
come back again soon.
And around this time of the year, you might tell somebody around December 25th, I hope you have a
Merry Christmas.
Is there anything that people around here say maybe on Christmas morning, first time they see somebody, they're supposed to say it before they say
Christmas it? Gift? That's kind of gone out of style, I think.
My grandmother still says that.
Well, a lot of older people, I mean, they used to say it a lot, but I don't hear it much anymore.
And around January 1st, you would say to somebody,
you say Happy New Year.
Is there anything equivalent to Christmas gift used on New Year's that you've ever heard of?
No, I don't recall anything. I don't believe you.
Okay. Or say if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much.
Much obliged.
Or if you want to go downtown to get some things, you would say, I need to go downtown to do some
shopping. To get some groceries or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. And if you bought something, the man at the store, say he took a piece of paper and
he charged it. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you know, if he just took a piece of paper.
Oh, wrapped it up?
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Say, this probably doesn't happen very often, but if a store sells things for less than what they paid for them, you'd say they were selling at a
discount.
Any other way of putting that? If they were doing that, they were probably taking a...
Well, they were taking a cut. Oh, they may be having a sale or something like that.
Or have you ever heard anybody say something like selling at a loss?
Yes.
Or if you see something like a new dress that you like, you might say, well, that sure is nice, but it just too much.
Costs too much. They all do nowadays.
Well, that's the truth. Some places, I know some places in Troy have 100% markups. So if they sell them 50% off, they're only getting 50% on it.
Well, I guess maybe, you know, the store owner may have to do that to break even. Because you really have a lot of overhead these days.
That's true. Or you say it the first of the month, you say that your bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, every now and then you have to pay your
dues.
Or you probably heard the expression that good workers nowadays are as hen's teeth.
Scarce as hen's teeth.
Okay. Or say around a pool. That thing at the end of the pool that you jump off the springboard, say that you do what end of the pool?
You dive into the pool.
Okay. And the past of that, you'd say yesterday I
dove.
And I've
have dove, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. See, dive, dove. Dove, that's right.
Okay. And once you're in the water, you begin to
swim.
And yesterday I
swam.
And I
have swum.